For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. The last 7 Fridays, we've profiled local authors for our annual summer fiction series. Now we turn to our back-to-school book series, when we speak with authors who focus on a younger audience. We begin with a young adult novel called XL. Author Scott Brown is usually a television writer and producer. 2 of his colleagues had an idea for a story, but no time to write it, so they offered the project to Brown. It's about a 16-year-old named Will, who at the beginning of the story is short for his age, 4'11". Here's Brown reading from the book in which Will laments his height while pining for his high school crush, Monica.
It was a massive love that was absurdly headquartered in my ridiculously tiny body. Because Monica was many things, and one of them was tall. Almost a foot taller than I was. Almost a foot taller. That's practically a species difference. I'd watch the girl I loved leave me in not-so-slow motion on an evolutionary level. At 12, Monica was 5'7". Within a year, she was 5'8", 5'9", headed for 5'10". I watched her go, and I watched Drew go. I was ground control watching them head spaceward. Pretty soon she was tall in my dreams, too, but dream me stayed the same size. I couldn't even dream big. The most basic cliche failed. When even your dreams are drawn to scale, it's a bad sign.
But there's an early plot twist. Will starts to grow abnormally fast. It even baffles his doctors, and that creates a whole new identity crisis. Scott Brown tells New England Public Radio's Karen Brown the story appealed to him as a metaphor for an expectation imposed on teens, that we are all destined to grow into a specific person.
We are constantly changing, and being accepting of change is important, and especially for young people, because I feel like, you know, when you tell somebody there's a person you're meant to be, I feel for a young person, especially an insecure young person, you immediately feel like you're falling short of that, or going wrong from it, or like you've already done something wrong by not more efficiently or immediately becoming that person you're supposed to be.
The core of the book is about these relationships, these teen relationships that I can imagine happening in any kind of circumstances, you know, love triangles and broken families and things like that. But in this case, you have a medical mystery. You have this kid who grows from under 5 to 7 feet in a very short period of time, and the doctors are mystified. How much scientific research did you have to do to get that part right? And how important was it for you to kind of include this whole medical subplot accurately?
Again, it was one of those things where you want it to be an element of the story that doesn't overwhelm everything. And certainly you could make a medical mystery out of this and it could be the whole story. I wanted just enough of that to feel like this story could happen in our world and these questions would be asked, because obviously if somebody grew like this, there would be questions. And I looked up typical disorders that involve rapid growth and the kind of things that doctors would look at. But again, I wanted to keep it sort of contained. I wanted it to be like I try to keep it contained to the doctor's office scenes. And I tried to make it just, you know, another source of anxiety that pours into Will's larger anxieties about who he is.
No, I kept on thinking like this would make a really fun movie or TV series, especially since you're in that business. But then I was thinking, how would you cast the main character unless you used special effects or found a teen actor who had an amazing growth spurt while you were filming?
When we've talked about turning this into a show, and there is a plan to do that, and there's a script that I'm working on right now, actually, the hope is that most of the middle part of the story involves him achieving a relatively average size, going from, you know, only slightly below average to slightly above average. And, you know, the hope is that that's the kind of thing that you can do what Hollywood has done for years, which basically cheat with camera angles and apple boxes. And you can cast someone of, you know, average size and make them look smaller or make them look bigger depending on the scene. But we're living in an age where, you know, terrifyingly enough, you can put another person's face on another person's body. That's not very difficult now.
That's author Scott Brown from Northampton, Massachusetts, who is not shy telling people that he himself is only 5'3". He spoke with New England Public Radio's Karen Brown, who is 5'2".